What's up, boozers? I am on location again. Let's try for a legitimate boo this time, rather than my little 15-second one earlier about Xenoblade Chronicles. But just to reiterate, I am truly happy that we are getting a release of it over here. I was pissed off, as you might have known, with my profanity-laden boo back in the days when this was all announced for Europe, and Nintendo of America was still sitting on their thumbs over it. But I'm glad that this is coming out, and that I'll actually have something to play on my Wii for once. Speaking of Nintendo, I finished Super Mario 3D Land earlier this weekend. I have a review all written up that should be going live on that Gamer Hub on Monday, once I'm in the middle of, once I start playing Mario Kart 7, which I'll be picking up either Sunday night or Monday morning. I'm not going to give too many impressions. I would just rather wait for the review to hit, and you'll see. But it's been a little while since I've written one, so you'll probably find it to be a bit more scattered and maybe off the point as usual. But I do hope I do get the point across. Well, there I go again. I was about to let something go there. But as you might notice, I am no longer coughing my throat out. Along with Super Mario 3D Land, I've actually started to play some Skyrim a bit. And to be honest, I'm not used to the format. I want to go in there and start spamming melee attacks. And of course, I made a Wood Elf because I eventually want to be a ranged class. I've been trying to build my character towards being a ranged. Whatever. Okay. But it's so funny. Also, as the internet has found out, apparently every soldier in the province of Skyrim was an adventurer at one point until they took an arrow in the knee. And of course, that's exploded all over the internet. And because I'm all over memes, I go and I lol and I do this and that. To be honest, I really don't have much else to report on. Just happy about Xenoblade Chronicles with the news today. Can't wait for Mario Kart 7. Over in Europe and other places where they're already playing it as it's practically rolling out all over the place over the weekend. But I can't wait. Hopefully it's as good as Mario Kart DS was, just without snaking. Actually, maybe while I'm on the subject of that, maybe I'll just touch on that briefly. You know, I don't know what kind of drifting the mini-boost tactic I like more. If I prefer the old mash left and right on the D-pad to charge up your boost, or the longer you drift, the better the boost. I'm kind of on the fence about it, whereas the Mario Kart Wii and Mario Kart 7 mini-boost system, it kind of eliminates snaking in a way. I think people have found a way around it, though. I do like how some skill is involved with drifting in mini boosts in the previous games. But either ways, I'm thinking you're gonna have some fun with it anyways. It'll become like my number one game on the 3DS, or at least I hope. We'll just have to wait till I write a review for that, which will hopefully not take as long as it did for Super Mario 3D Land. Also, this eShop up with the update coming up on the 8th of the 3DS. And this is just a rumor, I think. I don't think this has been confirmed, but download codes are in there. So it's like, hey, so, psst, all you indie publishers looking to put stuff on the eShop, give that Gamer Hub some download codes so I can review them. All sarcasm aside, I need to get this thing uploaded while I'm still on Wi-Fi, so I'll cut it here. See you later, boozers.